And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of May, 2010. Pete Seeger is 91 years old today, born in New York City, 1919. First heard the sound of a banjo at the Folk Song and Dance Festival in Asheville, North Carolina. Fell in love with the music, dropped out of Harvard, rode the rails across America, the middle of the Great Depression, got a job at the Library of Congress in the folk music collection there. He was an assistant who classified records and spent a lot of his time listening to them as well. Went around the country with Alan Lomax to record new folk songs, and it was Lomax who introduced Seeger to Woody Guthrie in 1940. It's the birthday of Machiavelli, Niccolo Machiavelli, born in Florence, Italy, 1469. He was a very important bureaucrat in Florence until the Medici family took power. They purged the government of enemies. They considered him to be one. They threw him in a dungeon. He was tortured for 22 days, eventually released, sentenced to house arrest. He was hoping to get back in the Medici's favor, and the only gift he had to offer was his knowledge of politics. So he holed up in his little house outside of Florence and set out to write a handbook, which we still read, called The Prince. It's impressed a lot of people since, but it didn't impress the Medicis. It's the birthday of Mae Sarton, the poet and novelist, born in Belgium, 1912. She wrote many books of poetry, many novels. None of her books got much attention until, in 1965, she published her novel Mrs. Stevens Hears the Mermaid Singing, the story of an elderly lesbian poet looking back on her life, which won her a huge following. And it was on this day, 200 years ago, that Lord Byron made himself famous by swimming across the Hellespont, May 3rd, 1810. The Hellespont, now called the Dardanelles, is a strait connecting the Aegean Sea to the Sea of Marmara, which is an inland sea in Turkey. There's another strait, the Bosporus, which continues out of the Sea of Marmara and into the Black Sea. This waterway separates Europe from Asia. At its narrowest spot, the Hellespont is only about a kilometer across, but there's a strong current, so you can't swim straight across. The swim is about 4.5 kilometers, about 2.8 miles. But it became a very famous swim, especially after Byron wrote a poem about it. And when people asked him how far it was, he added a little bit to the distance. He said it was 3.5 miles. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled The Speaker. The Speaker points out that we don't really have much of a grasp of things, not only the big things, the important questions, but the small everyday things. How many steps up to your front door? What kind of tree grows in your backyard? What is the name of your district representative? What did you have for breakfast? What is your wife's shoe size? Can you tell me the color of your sweetheart's eyes? Do you remember where you parked the car? The evidence is overwhelming. Most of us never truly experience life. We drift through life in a daydream, missing the true richness and joy that life has to offer. When the speaker has finished, we gather around to sing a few inspirational songs. You and I stand at the back of the group and hum along, since we have forgotten most of the words. The Speaker by Lewis Jenkins, from Before You Know It, Prose Poems, 1970 to 2005, published by Will-o'-the-Wisp Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.